We start by thinking that everybody has got it sussed out. Like, hands up if your friends are settling down, getting married, having kids, seem to have like their jobs all sussed and living on their own, have their own place, and it's all sorted. Now, this is really common thing because you all started school at the same time, you're all doing things at the same time, pretty much all went to uni at the same time. So therefore, you expect everything else to happen at the same time. And when you then jump on Instagram, you see these perfectly curated feeds of all the wonderful things that are going on, the baby showers, the houses in front of the doors, all of that. And if you then look on stories, it looks like everyone's out having fun all the time. When you're a single person, particularly a newly single person going through a breakup or separation, divorce, that can be quite overwhelming because you're taking a step back. You're going what feels like backwards rather than going forwards. But it's this comparison culture, this idea that there was a trajectory that you were meant to be on, that you should be following, that causes this. And you're going to start to look around and realize that it doesn't have to be this way. And that everybody feels the way that you currently do at some point. They might not feel it now because they haven't yet, or they might not feel it now because they've been through it and come out of the other side. And that's where I'm going to start today, because I am one of these people that has gotten through that and come out the other side. Now, my scenario was very much follow the trajectory of getting good grades, going to uni, getting a good job, buy a house, get married. But it was at that point that I almost felt like I'd done it. I had done all of the things that I felt I was meant to be doing, and I was meant to be quite happy about it. But then I didn't feel that way. And the best way that I can describe this is that I was climbing a mountain and I had gotten to the peak. And my journey up the mountain had been fairly smooth. It hadn't been steep. It had been fairly gradual. There hadn't been many bumps in the road. And once I was at the top, I kind of considered, oh, there were quite a few paths to get in here. Some of them are steeper and a little bit quicker. Some of them take longer, a bit more windy, a little bit harder. And I think that's everybody's way of life, which instantly shows that there are different ways and therefore going to be different lengths of time to getting to the same bit. The bit, however, that really made me reconsider what I was doing, and I, inverted commas, didn't know what the hell I was doing with my life, was when I felt like I was at the peak and didn't know what to do. Now I was there. And then I started to notice other peaks, different mountains, and some of them were bigger or taller and some of them were a bit different. And I wonder even if you could imagine it as a series of mountains in your life that you're climbing. So you climb a career mountain, you climb an independence mountain, you climb a relationship mountain, a friendship mountain. And in some of those ranges, I realised that I didn't want to be on the mountains or climbing the mountains that I was on. And I noticed there were other mountains that I hadn't ever seen before. Now, I don't think I'm the only one that sometimes realises that. I'll talk a little bit more about the stats in a bit, but there are two types, and some of you are going to align with this and some of you align with a slightly different sort of not knowing what to do. But at this point, I was like, what am I going to do? Now, in my life, I'd seen different peaks and had this experience before. If I go back to that context, after my uni degree and getting a 2-1, I pivoted and went into a postgraduate in something completely different. That had felt very straightforward to do. But on this occasion, this was different. In the first scenario of the uni degrees, I had known what to do. I took charge and I found a new path. With this one, I was stuck on a mountain that I didn't want to be on, and I was too afraid to get off of it. When we feel that we've done something and we've achieved some things and we've had all that validation going around, the cheerleaders, all of the well done, you're doing well, keep going. Oh, look at your grades. Look at the results, graduation ceremonies and so on. Oh, promotion at work. All of those kind of things. Getting married. Celebrated. You're doing the thing that everyone's approving of. There's social events that support that. There's validation externally that you're getting. But I didn't really ever consider the internal validation. Did I really want these things? Was it what I wanted? It's what I thought I wanted. It's what everyone had told me that I'd wanted. And I think we're all told that. When we're at school, that's the trajectory that most of us are told, the story that we're given. Get good grades, go to sick form or college, get good grades at A-level and BTEC, study at uni, get a good job and tick off all those boxes slowly but surely. And that isn't a wrong path. It's just not the only path. That path works for a number of people. It's the reason people promote it. However, it's not the path for everyone, nor is it the only way to do it. And there is no time scale either. Though a lot of people, as mentioned, you're following a year group that you used to literally do everything with at exactly the same time. Didn't matter if you were born earlier or later, you did the same things at the same time. And you're grouped, you feel grouped in that way. And there is this element of kind of breaking out of that in every sense. Now, the things that were stopping me there was a number. I was stopping myself. I had invested 10 years or so of stuff towards that kind of life, from 16 to 26, it would be, GCSEs through to being married. That's a long time. And I don't think anyone would discredit that, that we all feel that we've put an incredible amount of energy and time into the things that we have achieved in our lives. And the realization at the top of that mountain or near to it is the fact that if there are other mountains, I have to get off of this one. And that's, one, difficult because of the people it impacts, but two, the time investment there as well. Another thing that was holding me back was the worry of what other people would think. A variety of things. So you've got the person that's directly going to be impacted on this in terms of the relationship element, but then you've also got the judgment of your choices and your decisions, that people, they do it through intention of caring and what they believe to be right and true. It gives happiness and success. But it's also this, oh my, what are they going to think? What am I going to say? What are they going to ask? I'm going to have to do this like 6,000 times over. Oh my goodness. And it's that overwhelm. And then there's this element of making a mistake. What if I make my situation worse? And what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? What do I say to people? I'm going to be so upset. Like, and there's all of these different things. And they weren't wrong in some elements of that, but you still work through them. But it's those feelings that you're going through. Now, it's at this point that I really want to talk about the concept of the quarter-life crisis, because ultimately, I believe this is what that was. And I potentially believe that could be something that you're experiencing too. We don't talk about it as much. A midlife crisis is much more popular and much more commonly spoken about. It's almost deemed completely acceptable that at some point in your late 30s, 40s to 50s, you're going to experience this point where you don't know what you're doing with your life then. In the 20s, we don't really call it the quarter life crisis as such. I don't hear many people talk about it. We do often hear people say, you find yourself in your 20s, which I completely agree with. But I would also quite like the phrase quarter life crisis to be used a lot more often, because finding yourself feels freeing and true, which at the time of going through a quarter life crisis is the last thing you feel like is happening. And I also don't want you to panic about the thought of a quarter life crisis. Does that mean there's something wrong with me? It's a crisis. What am I going to do? It's going to make my life harder. I'm already struggling. No, the whole point of that term is that this is an incredibly intense time where you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what choice to make. And it's almost like you just can't make any decision and you don't take any action at all because you're so caught up in these thoughts of, but I've worked so hard, what are other people going to think? What am I going to do? And there's a level of overwhelm. And the reason that I think we should have a term for it is because so many people go through it. Now, you might feel like you're the only person going through this. As I say, everyone around you looks like they've got it sussed. You might have one or two confidants that you speak to and they go, okay, right, it's not just me, or okay, at least they're listening to me. This is really common.